诗篇三十二篇告诉我们，得赦免其过、遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
Psalm 32 tells us, Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit.
当然我们昨天如果有去到安哥罗伯跟安迪淑珍的家，听到牧师讲道的时候，他就讲了这一节经文。
And if you had joined us yesterday at Uncle Robert and Auntie Susan's home, you would have heard Pastor preach from this verse.
如果我们在过去的一年有什么罪，我们应该认罪悔改，叫神求神给我们力量不再犯。
And if we were struggling with any sins from last year, we need to come to God and ask Him for His forgiveness and strength that we might not fall into that same sin again.
如果在过去的一年有什么人得罪了你的话，你应该把那一个负担给留下来，你必须要赦免或者是饶恕那些得罪你的人。
If there was anyone who offended you last year, you should forgive that person and disregard those accounts.
所以当我们在新的一年除旧迎新的当中，让我们思想一下这个饶恕或者是赦免的课题。
As we move into the new year, let us consider this issue of forgiveness.
在我还没有继续讲下去之前，我必须要强调，历史对基督徒是非常重要的。
Before I begin, I would like to say that history is very important to Christians.
圣经里的这些经文跟历史是处处相关的。
And the scriptures can be traced throughout our history.
解经家常常这么说，讲历史就是神的故事。
Theologians would always say that history is also His story.
当我们在读旧约的时候，我们用这读经手册，跟着读经手册在读旧约每一本书一起读的时候，我们就会明白到以色列的历史。
And as we are going through the Bible reading guide, we are seeing the history of Israel.
我们看新约的书信的时候，也是能够跟着历史的过程去看教会。
And even as we look through the New Testament, we can also see the passage of time and history of the church.
就好像我们的牧师一家人刚刚去了以色列回来一样，他们去以色列就是能够看到当地的情况、当地的实情、讲考古的古迹。
It is as our pastor's family had visited Israel recently, and they got to see the stories of the Bible right there before them.
所以，如果你还没有开始计划，你必须应该这样做，因为我们年尾的时候会有另外一次的以色列之游。
And if you haven't made plans, then the end of the year we will be making plans for another trip to Israel.
所以是时候开始存钱了。
So it is time to start saving for the trip.
我们看主耶稣基督他的生、他的死，还有他的复活，这些都是历史上的真实事件。
We see the Lord Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection, and these are things that we can look through into history.
这个告诉了我们，我们所信的不是传说。
And that tells us that our faith is not a myth,
而是真实的事件。
But it is a reality.
有一个哲学家这么说，那些不从历史学习的人肯定会重犯过去的错误。
Someone once said that those who cannot learn from history are doomed to repeat it.
所以身为基督徒，我们不能够不理会历史。
And so as Christians, we cannot ignore history.
实际上我们站在这里每个星期讲道就是这么做。
And in fact, every week as we do that, as we preach the word, that is what we are doing.
当我们说我们是用释经式的讲道的时候，其中一个最重要的元素就是我们必须要回到圣经的历史背景那里看。
And when we say that we preach expositorily, one of the key things is to go back into the Bible and hence go back into history to see the things that are happening.
这样我们才能够正确地明白经文到底在讲什么。
And only then can we accurately understand what the Bible is saying.
比如我们的牧师在讲解《使徒行传》的时候，他给我们看了以色列的地图。
For example, when Pastor Roger is going through the book of Exodus, he had showed us many maps.
从这些地图我们就能够看得见使徒到底是如何把福音传遍全地。
And from these maps we could visualize and see how the disciples spread the gospel far and wide.
所以今天我们会有一个很短短的一个历史课程。
Today we will have a very brief history lesson.
我们要看腓利门书。
We are looking at the book of Philemon.
腓利门书是写给一个人的书信。
The book of Philemon was written for one individual.
这个也是保罗的书信当中是最短的。
And this is also the shortest of letters by Paul.
保罗写了四封书信，是我们称为的监狱书信，就是以弗所书、腓立比书、哥罗西书，也包括腓利门书。
Paul wrote four epistles, and those are known as the prison epistles.And they include Ephesians, Colossians, Philippians, as well as Philemon.
当保罗写这些书信的时候，为什么叫做监狱书信呢？因为他是在罗马的监狱的当中写的。
Why are they called the prison epistles? Because they were written when Paul was in prison in Rome.
实际上，以弗所书、哥罗西书还有腓利门书都是送往同一个目的地，也是在同一个行程。同一个人，同一些人，同一组人带去的。
The truth is, Ephesians, Colossians, and Philemon were sent to a single destination by the same people.
而且是同样的一个行程。
And it was also the same trip. On the same trip, it was distributed.
如果你们把你们的圣经打开到以弗所书第六章。
If you turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章第二十一节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 21。
以弗所书第六章第二十一节，这里说：今有所亲爱、忠心侍奉主的兄弟推基古，他要把我的事情并我的情况如何全告诉你们。叫你们知道，我特意打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我们的光景，又叫他安慰你们的心。
Ephesians 6:21, so that you may also know how I am and what I am doing. Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will tell you everything. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are.And that he may encourage your hearts.
我们再看哥罗西书第四章第七节。
Let's also look at Colossians chapter 4 verse 7.
哥罗西书第四章第七节，有我亲爱的兄弟推基古，要将我一切的事都告诉你们，他是忠心的执事。和我一同做主的仆人，我特意打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我们的光景，又叫他安慰你们的心。第九节，我又打发一位亲爱忠心的兄弟阿尼西姆同去，他也是你们那里的人，他们要把这里一切的事都告诉你们。
Colossians 4:7Tychicus will tell you all about my activities. He is a beloved brother and faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are, and that he may encourage your hearts. And with him, Onesimus, our faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you. They will tell you of everything that has taken place here.
哥罗西书第四章九节告诉我们，阿尼西姆是属于哥罗西教会的一份子。
Verse 9 tells us that Onesimus was part of the Colossian church.
我们在腓利门书第十节也会看到有这一位阿尼西姆。
And we will also see this character Onesimus in verse 10 of the book of Philemon.
还有腓利门第二节也告诉我们有这一位人叫做雅基布，我们的同工。这一位雅基布在哥罗西书四章十七节也是提到他。
We will also see a character by the name of Archippus in verse 2 of Philemon. This same Archippus is mentioned in Colossians 4 verse 17.
为什么我必须要大家看这几段经文呢？
Why do I want to point you to these verses?
因为刚才我提到的历史非常重要。
Because I said just now that history is very important.
我们必须把这一些经文都拿来一起看的时候，我们就能够重整当时的过程。
We need to put all these scriptures together to get a sense of what was happening in history.
保罗在罗马的监狱当中写了给哥罗西、还有以弗所、还有腓利门的书信。
Paul from his prison in Rome was writing a letter to the church at Ephesus, to Colossae, and to Philemon.
然后推基古跟阿尼西姆一同的把这一些书信在同一个旅程带到哥罗西还有以弗所。
And Tychicus and Onesimus on the same trip were taking these letters to the churches at Colossae as well as Ephesus.
所以我们的有一个结论，就是腓利门他自己本身是哥罗西教会的成员。
And so the theory is that Philemon was a member of the Colossian church.
腓利门书是特别写给他的。
And the book of Philemon was written specially for him.
腓利门是在保罗传道的时候信主的。
Philemon came to know the Lord through Paul's preaching.
因为他在腓利门书第十九节，我们以后会看，那里说他跟保罗是有个人的接触。
And we see that in verse 19 of Philemon, where we see a personal relationship that Philemon had with Paul.
可是腓利门是在哥罗西的教会，哥罗西的教会保罗从来没有去过。
But Philemon was part of the Colossian church, and the Colossian church was never visited by Paul before.
你如果看哥罗西书第二章一节，就在这里前面有引出来。我愿意你们晓得，我为你们和老底家人，并一切没有与我亲自见面的人，是何等的尽心竭力。
We see that in Colossians chapter 2, verse 1 over on the screen here. For I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not seen me face to face.
所以我们能够猜测腓利门是在保罗的事工时信主，在哪里呢？就在以弗所那里。
And so we can guess that Philemon had come to know the Lord under Paul's teaching at Ephesus.
因为以弗所离哥罗西是非常靠近的。
Because Ephesus is very close to Colossae.
而且使徒行传第二十章那里告诉我们，保罗在以弗所那里讲道讲了三年。
And in fact, in the book of Acts, we see that Paul had been preaching the gospel at Ephesus for 3 years.
在使徒行传二十章第十七节，保罗打发人往以弗所去。请教会的长老来。第三十节，他告诉他们：“你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久，昼夜不住的流泪，劝诫你们个人。”
In Acts 20 verse 17, Paul sent to Ephesus and called the elders. In verse 31, "Be alert," he says, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears.
所以保罗没有去过哥罗西。
So we see that Paul had never visited Colossae.
不过腓利门是哥罗西教会的一份子。
And Philemon was part of the church at Colossae.
很有可能腓利门是在保罗的在以弗所的时候讲道信主的。
And it was very likely that Philemon had come to know the Lord under Paul's teaching when he was at Ephesus.
他信主之后回到了哥罗西，现在他正接受这一份特别写给他的信。
And after he had come to know the Lord at Ephesus, he had come back to his church at Colossae, and he is now receiving the letter from Paul.
腓利门是一个相当富有的人。
Philemon is a fairly wealthy man.
因为他有一个屋子能够容纳整个哥罗西教会在那里聚会。
We know this because he has a house that the entire church of Colossae is able to gather in.
在第一世纪根本就没有教堂这一回事。
In the first century, there was no such thing as a church.
所以当我们的约翰John 牧师在这里讲到讲哥罗西书的时候，你要记得这一封书信是在腓利门的家读给哥罗西教会听的。
And so as our pastor John is taking us through Colossians, you need to remember that this letter was written out to a home church in Colossae.
不是像我们现在这样有一个讲台，还有你们坐在那里这样。
Not like the setting that we have here, where there is a podium and there are and you have seats in front of us.
所以你们不要忘记，教会不是一所建筑物，教会是神的子民聚集在一起。
And so we must remember that the church is not a building, but the church is God's children coming together.
像我们现在在看腓立门书之前，我们要问这本书信的场合是什么呢？
And so as we look at Philemon, we need to consider what the context of it is.
为什么保罗写了两封信，在同时间带去同一个地方，一封信是给教会的，一封信是给个人的。
Why is it that Paul wrote two letters at the same time, but one was addressed to the church and another addressed to an individual?
我相信刚才在小组讨论的时候，大家已经看到了这一封书信的主题是关于饶恕或者是赦免。
I believe that as we were in our small groups just now, we would have already looked at the theme of the book, which is forgiveness.
腓立门有一个奴仆就叫做阿尼西姆。
Philemon had a slave whose name was Onesimus.
阿尼西姆偷了腓立门的钱，然后逃跑到罗马去。
And Onesimus had stolen some money from Philemon and ran away.
他逃到罗马那里遇见了保罗，认罪悔改之后转向耶稣基督，得到了罪的赦免。
He ran away and met Paul in Rome, where he became a Christian and he turned from his sin and repented.
现在保罗就是派阿尼西姆回到腓立门那里，带着这个个人的书信，呼吁腓立门要原谅阿尼西姆。
Now we see that Paul had sent Onesimus back to Philemon with this letter, exhorting Philemon to forgive Onesimus.
所以我们现在就来看腓立门书。
So let us now look at the book of Philemon.
腓立门书只有25节，非常短，所以当你们翻圣经的时候，只是一页罢了。
The book of Philemon is very short and it covers just 25 verses.
我们今天只看第一到第七节。
Today we'll just be looking at verse 1 to verse 7.
让我们一起来念《腓立门书》第一节到第七节。为基督耶稣被囚的保罗，同兄弟提摩太写信给我们所亲爱的同工腓立门，和妹子亚非亚，并与我们同当兵的亚基布，以及在你家的教会，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。我祷告的时候提到你，常为你感谢我的神，因听说你的爱心，并你向主耶稣和众圣徒的信心。愿你与众人所同有的信心显出功效，使人知道你们各样善事都是为基督做的。兄弟啊，我为你的爱心大有快乐，大得安慰，因众圣徒的心从你得了畅快。
Philemon, verse 1. Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother. To Philemon, our beloved fellow worker, and Apphia, our sister, Archippus, our fellow soldier, and the church in your house. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of the faith that you have towards the Lord Jesus, and for all the saints. And I pray that the sharing of your faithmay become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. Verse 7, For I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you.
我们从这七节经文当中能够看见一个被赦免罪的人的标志。
From these seven verses, we see the character of a man who has been forgiven.
一个人已经离开了他的罪恶，来到耶稣基督的面前，得着了赦免，一个真正重生得救的基督徒。
A man who has turned away from his sin and come to the Lord Jesus Christ and has received forgiveness.
这个就是腓立门。
That is Philemon.
这样他有什么标志呢？
What are his characteristics?
我们看得见他对神的忠心。
One, we see his loyalty to the Savior.
或者是他对救主的忠心。
loyalty to the Savior.
第一节那里告诉我们保罗现在在罗马被囚。
We see that Paul is being held in Rome.
不过保罗没有讲他是一个罗马的囚犯，他说他是因为耶稣基督被囚。
However, Paul does not say that he is a prisoner of Rome, but he says he is a prisoner for Christ Jesus.
所以保罗因着他能够为耶稣基督的缘故而受苦难，他是大有喜乐的。
And so Paul is able to rejoice in the fact that his suffering is for Christ.
他在腓立比书第三章八节这么说，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我认识我主耶稣基督为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
In Philippians 3:8, we see that Paul says, "Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For His sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ."
所以保罗在这里写信给腓利门，在问候这当中，保罗没有强调他是使徒的权柄。
And as Paul writes to Philemon, he does not establish his authority as an apostle.
不像在其他的书信，保罗常常会说我是耶稣基督所立的使徒。
And you will see that it is different from the other epistles where he starts by saying he is an apostle for Christ Jesus.
这里的理由非常简单，因为保罗不是要命令腓利门原谅阿尼西姆，他是要用腓利门的爱心来呼吁腓利门原谅阿尼西姆。
And the explanation is fairly simple. Paul is not asking Philemon or is not commanding Philemon to forgive Onesimus. He is instead appealing to Onesimus to do that.
你如果看第八节跟第九节就知道了，因为那里说，我虽然靠这基督能放胆吩咐你合一的事，然而像我这有年纪的保罗，现在又是为基督耶稣被囚的，宁可凭着爱心求你。
You'll see this in verses 8 and 9 where he says, Accordingly, though I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do what is required, yet for love's sake I prefer to appeal to you. I, Paul, an old man and now a prisoner also for Christ Jesus.
所以我们看见保罗在这里非常的婉转。
And so we see that Paul is very tactful here.
因为他把自己称为耶稣基督，为耶稣基督被囚的。
And he has called himself a prisoner for Christ Jesus.
很可能就是为了要鼓励阿尼西姆，告诉他，你看我保罗，我为了耶稣基督的缘故，能够受那么大的苦难，这么相比之下，阿尼西姆偷了你一点钱，你应该原谅他。
And it is quite likely that he has done this in order to encourage Philemon by saying that even an old man like himself has endured the sufferings for Christ Jesus. How is that compared to the forgiveness that he should have for Onesimus?
我们再回去看第一节，保罗称腓利门为亲爱的同工。
We go back to verse 1 and we see how Paul refers to Philemon as our beloved fellow worker.
这里很明显地告诉了我们，当腓利门信主之后，他变成了一个非常积极侍奉基督的基督徒。
And this tells us that when Philemon came to know the Lord, he became a person who was fervently serving Christ.
在第二节这里告诉我们，腓利门不只是成了一个基督徒，他甚至用他自己的家当作教会的聚会处。
Verse 2 tells us he not only became a Christian, he even used his house for the church to gather in.
因为保罗说以及在你家的教会。
And Paul says that he refers to the church in your house.
所以腓利门很可能是哥罗西那里第一批信主的人。
And Philemon is very likely the first batch of believers in Colossae.
甚至可能是哥罗西教会的创办人。
He could very well also be the Colossian church's leader.
现在这哥罗西的教会常常在他的家那里聚会，而且在那里敬拜，在那里用主的圣餐。
And the church in Colossae was constantly worshiping in Philemon's home and sharing meals together.
我们知道腓利门书是写给一个人的。
We know that the book of Philemon was addressed to an individual.
所以第二节提到的亚非亚很可能就是腓利门的妻子，还有亚基布也很可能是腓利门的儿子。
And so the characters Apphia and Archippus in verse 2 are likely referring to his wife Apphia and his son Archippus.
保罗称亚基布为同当兵的。
He calls Archippus a fellow soldier.
这个告诉了我们，腓利门跟亚基布都与保罗一起同工，为了福音的缘故一起同工。
And it suggests to us that both Philemon and Archippus serve the church together.
如果我能够带领我的孩子一同侍奉主，这个是多么大的福气。
If I can lead my son or my children to serve God together, what a blessing that would be.
第三跟第四节是保罗常见的一个问候，就是保罗的祷告还有他的感谢。
We see in verses 3 and 4 a common greeting by Paul, which is his prayer and his thanksgiving.
然后到了第五节，这里保罗表扬了腓利门的爱心还有他的信心。我们看第五节。
And in verse 5, Paul here highlights Philemon's faith and love.
因听说你的爱心，并你向主耶稣和众圣徒的信心。
Verse 5 tells us, because I hear of your love and of the faith that you have towards the Lord Jesus and for all the saints.
所以我们刚才就提到，这个是人得赦免后的第一个标志，就是他对救主的忠心。
And this was, as we said earlier on, the first point, which was a loyalty to the Savior after being forgiven.
这一节里，其实那个原文，希腊原文的先后秩序是非常有趣的，也是非常值得我们注意的。
In the original Greek, this verse is very interesting in terms of its structure.
不过在中文那里不是很清楚，在英文就比较清楚一点。
It may not be very clear in the Chinese translation. It is slightly clearer in the English.
在英文那里，英文圣经那里，它第一个是提到爱心，然后第二信心，第三主基督，第四众圣徒。
In verse 5, it first talks about love, then it talks about faith, and then it talks about the Lord Jesus, and finally of the saints.
所以如果你看中文圣经那里，应该有一个挂号，那里说或作因听说你向主耶稣和众圣徒有爱心有信心。
In the Chinese Bible, there should be a bracket that talks about the faith and the love that he has of the Lord Jesus and the saints.
看起来好像保罗在说腓利门对主耶稣跟众圣徒都有爱心跟信心，是吗？
It sounds as if that Philemon has faith and love both towards the Lord Jesus as well as the saints.
不过如果我们看保罗在其他书信所写的，我们就比较明白。
But if we look at the other epistles that Paul has written, it gives us a clearer picture.
在以弗所书第一章十五节那里的问候，保罗的问候说：因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
In the greeting that Paul gives to the Ephesian church, he says, for this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints.
还有哥罗西书第一章四节也是保罗的问候。因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心。
We see the same in the book of Colossians in chapter 1 verse 4 where Paul says, since we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints.
不要忘记刚才在介绍的时候我已经告诉了你们，以弗所书、哥罗西书跟腓利门书是保罗在同一个地方写给同一批人的。
Don't forget that I said earlier that theepistles to Ephesians, Colossians, and Philemon were all written during the same time in the same place.
所以很清楚的，我们从以弗所书跟哥罗西看，保罗常常是将信心跟主耶稣连接在一起，还有爱心跟众圣徒连接在一起。
And so based on these verses and the epistles, we see that Paul constantly attaches faith with Christ Jesus and love with the saints.
所以当保罗写信给腓利门的时候，不大可能会不小心或者是无意的把这个秩序给颠倒了。
And it's unlikely that when Paul writes the letter to Philemon that he would accidentally or that he would mix them up.
这样为什么保罗故意把这个秩序给改变了呢？
So then why has Paul purposely changed the structure of the sentence?
原来解经家告诉我们，保罗其实在用一种希腊语的文法，叫做交叉式的文法。
What we see is the theologians tell us that what Paul was doing was using a certain sentence structure that was called chiasm.
我们从这一个图片这里就看得见。
And we can see it from this diagram over here.
保罗先提到爱心，然后第二信心，第三主耶稣，第四众圣徒。
Paul talks about love first, faith second, Lord Jesus third, and the saints fourth.
所以爱心，保罗开始提到爱心，然后他在最后的时候提到圣徒。
And Paul starts off by talking about love and then ends off by talking about the saints.
在中间他注入了对主耶稣的信心。
In the middle, he has put in place the faith in Lord Jesus.
所以保罗所想要强调的就是腓利门对众圣徒的爱心。
What Paul was trying to underscore was his love for the saints.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为不要忘记保罗要呼吁腓利门原谅阿尼西姆。
Because do not forget, Paul is trying to encourage Philemon to forgive Onesimus.
所以这里他就要强调腓利门的爱心，还有他对众圣徒的爱心。
And that is why he has highlighted Philemon's love for the saints.
不过保罗在中间注入了对主耶稣的信心，这里表示的就是腓利门的爱心不是独立的。
However, when he inserts the faith in the Lord Jesus in between the love for the saints, it shows that it is not in his own strength that he loves the saints.
腓利门对众圣徒的爱心是因为他对主耶稣的信心所激发的。
His love for the saints comes forward or is results from his love and for his faith from the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个就是一个得赦免的人的第一个标志。他会对救主有忠心。
And therefore, this is a characteristic of a person who has been forgiven. He will love the saints.
Sorry, 他对救主有信心。
He will be loyal to the Lord Jesus.
这样，腓利门对主耶稣有什么样子的信心呢？
And so, what kind of faith does Philemon have towards the Lord Jesus?
这个是真正得救的信心。
This is a real genuine saving faith.
什么是真正得救的信心？
What is a genuine saving faith?
就是认同我们在神的面前都是罪人，我们毫无可夸。我再重复一遍，我们毫无可夸。
It is a recognition that before the Lord we are all sinners and that we have nothing to boast.
我们不能够做什么事情来得到神的喜悦。
There is nothing we can do that will bring joy to God.
在罗马书三章第十节那里说，就如经上所记，没有一个义人，完全没有，没有人明白，没有人寻求神。
In Romans 3 verse 10 it tells us, none is righteous, no not one, no one understands, no one seeks for God.
神创造了这一切。
God created everything.
包括了第一个人，第一对男女，就是亚当跟夏娃。
Including the first man and woman, Adam and Eve.
不过亚当跟夏娃他们犯了罪。
But Adam and Eve sinned.
所以我们都是他的亚当跟夏娃的后裔，我们也因着他们的罪，我们成了罪人。
And we are the descendants of Adam and Eve, and therefore we also are sinners.
因为我们是罪人，所以我们所应得的就是在地狱里永远的刑罚。
Because we are sinners, what we do deserve is judgment in hell.
不过神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
But we know that the Lord loved the world, and that he gave his only son to become a sacrifice for the sins and died on the cross.
3 days later, Jesus Christ 复活了。
3 days later, Jesus rose again.
然后他荣升到天堂去。
And he rose to heaven.
上个星期 Pastor Andrew 在这里告诉我们神的作为启发对神极端的忠心。
Last week, Pastor Andrew preached and told us that God's actions should inspire us to radical allegiance.
所以当我们还做罪人的时候，耶稣基督为我们钉死在十字架上。
And so while we were still sinners, the Lord paid for the price on the cross for us.
神的作为让我们知道他对我们的恩典，还有他对我们的爱有多大。
God's actions showed us the love that and the grace that He has for us.
如果我们是真正认罪悔改信耶稣的话，我们欠耶稣基督我们的忠心。
And if indeed we have been that we believe in Christ Jesus, then we owe Him our allegiance.
哥林多前书告诉我们，你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的。
Corinthians tells us you are not your own, for you were bought with a price.
所以这个不是一个选择，这个是一个责任，是一个义务。
So this is not a choice, but it is a responsibility.
不过我们必须要愿意。
But we need to be willing.
因为耶稣基督为我们所做的，他配得到我们的忠心。
Because for the things that Jesus has done for us, it demands our loyalty.
他配得到我们的忠心。
Or he is worthy of our loyalty.
在这里我们看到保罗就表扬了腓利门对耶稣基督的忠心。
And so over here we see that,
保罗就表扬了对腓利门对耶稣基督的忠心。
He has commended Philemon's faith towards Jesus Christ.
当我们认识到我们在神的面前有多么的罪恶，有多么的大的时候，我们就不会再为我们的所做的一切夸口了。
And when we realize the sin that we have before God, we will not boast of anything that we have.
我们会来到神的面前，求他赦免我们，求他拯救我们。
We will come before Him humble, begging for His forgiveness.
当我们完全信靠耶稣基督，认罪悔改的时候，我们知道唯独耶稣基督，没有人，没有任何的神可以救我们。
And when we come before Him with truly repentant hearts, we realize that there is no one else who can forgive us those sins.
这样我们就对耶稣基督有真正得救的信心。
And then we have a real, genuine saving faith.
不久前我在这里提过，你有正确的神学不代表你有得救的信心。
Not long ago from the pulpit, I said that even if you have right theology, it does not mean you have saving faith.
你记得吗？雅各书二章十九节告诉我们，你信神只有一位，你信的不错，鬼魔也信，却是战惊。
James 2:19 tells us, you believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder.
耶稣基督也在马太福音二十三章这里说，那时耶稣对众人和门徒讲论说，文士和法利赛人坐在摩西的位上，凡他们所吩咐你们的，你们都要谨守遵行，但不要效法他们的行为，因为他们能说不能行。
Matthew 23, Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, the scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat, so do and observe what they tell you, but not the works they do, for they preach but do not practice.
所以耶稣基督自己告诉我们，你要听他们讲的，因为他们讲的是对的。
And so Jesus himself said that we need to listen to what they were saying, because what they were saying was right.
不过不要效法他们的行为。
But to not follow the works that they do.
所以有正确的神学不代表你有得救的信心。
And so having the right theology does not mean you have saving faith.
不过当我们真正的信靠了耶稣基督，我们真正得救的信心会激发我们行好事。
But when we have a real saving faith, that saving faith will make us walk according to God's laws.
我们行好事不能够救我们，不过它能够证明我们有真正得救的信心。
The good works that we do not save us, but they are proof that we are indeed saved.
雅各书二章二十节说，虚浮的人啊，你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗？
James 2:20 tells us, do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless?
不过我们从腓利门的身上就看得见真正得救的信心。
But in the character of Philemon, we can see a real saving faith.
因为他有对耶稣基督、对救主的忠心，所以激发他侍奉耶稣基督。
And because he had a real saving faith, it encouraged him or it led him to serve God.
他是保罗的亲爱同工。
And he was a beloved fellow worker of Paul's.
他甚至打开家门，让教会在他的家里面聚会。
In fact, he even opened his home to let the church gather in his house.
我们还看得见腓利门有另外一个标志。
We see also another character in Philemon.
就是对众圣徒的爱心。
Which is his love for the saints.
我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
这里说，刚才我已经解释了，那个信心是对耶稣基督的，爱心就是对众圣徒的。
Just now I said that the love for the saints comes from his faith in Lord Jesus Christ.
所以腓利门不只是对救主有忠心，他也对众圣徒有爱心。
And so he is not just faithful to the Lord Jesus, he is also loving of the saints.
这里希腊原文提到的这个爱心，就是我们常常提到的那个希腊字 agape。
The love that is being mentioned here, it is also what we often discuss as agape.
这个就是圣经里面所提到最崇高的一种爱。
And in the Bible, this is the greatest type of love.
这个是有牺牲性的爱，不是自我的爱。
And it is a sacrificial love and not a selfish love.
毫无疑问的，我们知道腓利门对哥罗西的教会有一种牺牲的爱。
And we see that Philemon has a sacrificial love towards the church.
他已经让教会在他家里聚会了。
He's already allowed the church to gather in his house.
这个不是一年一度的聚会了。
And this is not once a year.
这个是每周，而且很有可能是每日，因为使徒行传告诉我们，当时的信徒是每天掰饼的。
This is likely to be every week and quite possibly even every day because the book of Acts tells us that the believers gathered together to break bread every day.
你可以想象到，如果教会每天在你家里面聚会，给你带来的不便吗？
You can imagine if the church was gathering in your home every day, what inconveniences that would bring you.
不过腓利门对圣徒的爱心，让他能够把自己的家给教会用。
Yet such was the love of Philemon that he opened up his house for the church to gather in.
腓利门清楚地明白到耶稣基督的教导，在约翰福音13:34，耶稣基督说：“我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。”我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Philemon clearly understood the teaching of Jesus in John 13:34-35, where he says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you love one another."
有很多人常常说传统或者是保守的教会没有爱心。
Some people say that a traditional or a conservative church has no love.
比起巨型的教会来说，那些人去巨型的教会觉得很受欢迎，很有爱心。
And compared to a mega church, people who go there feel very welcome and very much loved.
不过这里保罗提到腓利门的爱心，不是那种模糊情欲上的感觉。
Yet the love that Paul refers to when he talks about Philemon is not a fuzzy, warm feeling.
他这里提的是牺牲的爱。
He's talking about a sacrificial love.
我们讲的 agape 爱。
Agape love.
John MacArthur 曾经这么说过：没有爱心的真理是残酷的，没有真理的爱心是虚假的。
John MacArthur once said, "Truth without love is brutality. Love without truth is hypocrisy."
所以真正牺牲的 agape 爱，寻求的就是那个接受的人的真正属灵益处。
And so, real agape love, genuine sacrificial agape love, seeks for the true spiritual benefit of the believer.
不一定会让那个人感觉到很好。
And it may not necessarily make a person feel warm and fuzzy on the inside.
我给你一个比喻。
Let me give you an example.
假如你患了癌症。
Let's say you have cancer.
然后医生来为你做手术，把你割开来，把那个癌细胞切掉。
And the doctor performs an operation on you and removes the tumor.
你会觉得很好哦，你觉得很有爱心。你会这样感觉吗？
Would you feel, oh, I feel so loved?
这个是在帮助你，不过你肯定不会觉得很好。
This is helping you, but it does not necessarily make you feel loved.
所以真正的爱心是有行动的，不一定让你感觉到很好的。
So real love has action. It may not necessarily make you feel good on the inside.
在腓利门这里，我们看见他牺牲了他自己，把家里开出来让教会在那里聚会。
We see Philemon's sacrifice as he opened his house for the church to gather in.
所以这个就是他第二个标志，他对圣徒的爱心。
And this is his second characteristic, which is the love that he has for the saints.
还有从什么地方看得见呢？
Where else can we see this?
我们还看得见，腓利门不只是对圣徒有爱心，他还有慷慨分享的心。
Not only was Philemon loving of the saints, he was also liberal in his sharing.
我们看第六节，还有第七节。
Let's look at verses 6 and 7.
保罗这里写，愿你与人所同有的信心显出功效，使人知道你们各样善事都是为基督做的。兄弟啊，我为你的爱心大有快乐，大得安慰，因众圣徒的心从你得了畅快。
Verse 6, and I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. For I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you.
在第六节的上半段，这里就是告诉我们保罗为腓利门的祷告的内容。
In the first half of verse 6, we see the content of Paul's prayer for Philemon.
因为第四节保罗为腓利门祷告。
Because in verse 4, Paul prays for Philemon.
我们现在就看得到这个内容是什么。
And we see the content of it in verse 6.
保罗所祷告的就是愿腓利门与人所同有的信心显出功效。
He prays that Philemon would, that the sharing of Philemon's faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing.
我们已经知道了腓利门分享用他的自己的家让教会聚会。
We know already that Philemon has opened up his home for the church to gather in.
他也与保罗一起同工。
He had also worked together with Paul.
不过这些都是外表的行为。
But all this was external behavior.
不过外表的行为是不足够的，因为神看每个人的内心。
Yet external behavior is not sufficient because God sees what's in the heart.
所以保罗其实的祷告就是腓利门他的分享能够更进一步的。
So what Paul is praying is that Philemon's sharing would be even greater.
不只是外表的行为。
And not just on the outside.
第六节其实中文的翻译也不是很清楚。
In verse 6, actually, the translation even in Mandarin is not very clear.
在中文那里，他说信心显出功效，使人知道。不过英文那里说 become effective for the full knowledge.
The Chinese says,
信心使人知道。
Faith may bring knowledge
that people will know.
Oh, that people will know.
不过英文那里说 for the full knowledge.
But the English tells us for the full knowledge of.
或者我们如果在中文也可以这么翻译，在知识上完全显示功效。
Alternatively, we can translate the English as
the Chinese.
Or on the Chinese as on the basis of knowledge.
Actually, just the English. The English is the correct.
Well, that would be the English translation. The full knowledge of every good thing.
所以在中文那里，如果我们根据英文的翻译，就是在知识上完全显出功效。
So again, it would be translated as the full knowledge of every good thing.
这个知识完全显出功效是什么意思呢？
What does this effective, becoming effective for the full knowledge of every good thing means?
这个在知识上的完全就是指内心出来的。
This full knowledge of every good thing talks about what's in the heart coming out.
所以不只是外表的分享，而是从内心出来的。
And so it is not just what is external, but what comes from the inside.
当然，腓利门在外表已经表示了，他不只是把自己的屋子用作教会的聚会处，他也对众圣徒有爱心，这些都是外表的。
And of course, Philemon had already been exhibiting those things on the outside. He had love for the saints and he was faithful to the Lord.
保罗这里是在鼓励他要发出于他的内心。
What Paul was doing was to encourage him that, express what was inside of him.
我们不要忘记保罗写给腓利门这本书是为了要鼓励他原谅阿尼西姆。
Let us not forget that Paul had written this to Philemon in order to encourage him to forgive Onesimus.
所以保罗这里所写的一切都是不断的呼吁腓利门要用内心去原谅，要用内心去原谅。
And so everything that Paul is writing to Philemon points back to the fact that he needs to forgive from his heart and out of love.
在第六节下半段我们再看。
Let us look at the second half of verse 6.
各样你们各样善事都是为基督做的。
May be effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ.
所以这样各样善事都是为基督所做的。
Every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ.
保罗在提醒腓利门神是多么的好。
Paul is trying to remind Philemon how good God is.
因为所有的善事都是来自耶稣基督那里。
Because all good things come from the Lord.
如果腓利门能够更加深地认识到所有的好都是从神那里来，他自己就是腓利门自己得到了多么大的益处。
If he could see that all good things came from the Lord, then he would understand how much blessing he has had.
这样的话，腓利门就更加能够从内心那里原谅阿尼西姆。
And in that case, even more is he able to, from the heart, forgive Onesimus.
我要稍微提一下这里所翻译的，讲到你们各样善事的你们呢，也可以翻译成我们。
I just want to point out in at the end of verse 6 where he says every good thing that is in us can also be can also mean you.
所以在英文里面就是讲我们，不过在中文里面就讲你们。
In English it says us, in the Chinese it says you.
不过这个不会改变这一节的意思，就是我们所有的人或者你们都是真正的基督徒，你们要从内心那里真正的明白到什么是行好，什么是显出功效。
So it does, however, it does not change the meaning that all of us or youare all Christians, and that everything we do, every good thing that we do is for the sake of Christ.
在第七节那里，保罗又再度的表扬腓利门。
And in verse 7, it talks again about Philemon, commending Philemon.
兄弟啊，我为你的爱心大有快乐，大得安慰，因众圣徒的心从你得了畅快。
He says to Philemon, for I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you.
所以我们从这里看得到，腓利门在分享上是有非常慷慨的心。
And so we see from this verse that Philemon in his sharing was very generous.
他在不只是在物质上，而且在属灵的祝福上，不断地与那些比较贫苦的基督徒分享。
It wasn't just in material things that he was generous, it was also in sharing with brothers who were less spiritually mature.
我们知道当我们侍奉其他基督徒的时候，我们不只是侍奉人，我们也是在侍奉神。
We know that when we are servingbrethren, we are not just serving people, but we are also serving God.
请你们打开马太福音第二十五章。
Please turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音二十五章第三十四到第四十节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 34.
二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25 verse 34 to verse 14.
这里耶稣基督说，于是王要向那右边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的， 可来承受那创世以来为你们所领域预备的国。因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住；我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。义人就回答说：主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝？什么时候见你做客旅留你住，或是赤身露体给你穿？又什么时候见你病了，或是在监里来看你呢？第四十节，王要回答说：我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。
Matthew 25:34. Now the king will say to those on his right, Come you who are blessed by my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food, I was thirsty and you gave me drink, I was a stranger and you welcomed me, I was naked and you clothed me, I was sick and you visited me, I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and gave you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, Truly, truly, I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me.
所以我们看见腓利门在这里，他对圣徒的爱心，他所以慷慨的分享。
And so we see from here that Philemon was kind in his sharing.
不，我们不要忘记，这个就是因为他得赦免后所有的标志，都是出于他对主救主的忠心。
And let us not forget that this is a character that he has because he has been forgiven of his sins.
所以当我们来到腓利门书第整本腓利门书的时候，我们知道这个腓利门书的主题是讲到赦免或者是饶恕。
So as we come to Philemon, we know that the main theme of the book is about forgiveness.
我们从第一节到第七节就看到这个得赦免后的人有什么样子的标志。
We see the characteristics of one who has been forgiven in verses 1 to 7.
这个就是指腓利门，他对救主的忠心，他对圣徒的爱心，还有他有慷慨分享的心。
This talks about Philemon who was loyal to the Savior, who loved the saints, and who was liberal in what he was sharing.
我们可以站一旁在那里鼓掌，讲说哇，腓利门你的见证真是真不错。
We can stand by the side and look at Philemon and clap for him and say, Wow, what a great testimony, Philemon.
不过这七节对我们有什么含义呢？
But how does these seven verses speak to us?
首先，我们当中如果是有任何人还没有认罪悔改，信靠耶稣基督的话，
First of all, if there's anyone amongst us who has not repented from their sin and turned to Christ,
你还没有得到耶稣基督的赦免。
You have not received God's forgiveness yet.
这样你必须要非常仔细的思考。
And you need to carefully consider.
因为如果你没有得到耶稣基督的赦免，你还在神审判的当中。
Because if you have not received the forgiveness of Christ, then you are still under judgment by God.
如果你自称是一个重生得救的基督徒呢？
But if you confess that you are a born-again believer,
你有这个标志吗？
Do you have these characteristics?
你对救主有忠心吗？
Are you loyal to the Savior?
你对圣徒有爱心吗？
Do you love the saints?
你有没有慷慨分享的心？
And are you liberal in sharing with them?
不是讲而已。
Let us not just talk.
因为在雅各书，你们可以翻到雅各书自己看。
Because in the book of James, you can flip to James and take a look for yourself.
只是腓利门书的后面两本书
，which is just behind two books down from Philemon。
雅各书第二章第十四节
，James chapter 2:14。
我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身露体又缺了热用的饮食，你们中间有人对他们说平平安安的去吧，愿你们穿得软吃得饱，却不给他们身体所需用的， 这有什么益处呢？这样信心若没有行为就是死的。
James 2:14 tells us, What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, Go in peace, be warm and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead.
所以首先我们如果是基督徒不可以停止聚会。
And so firstly, as Christians, we cannot stop gathering.
所以我们在星期二这里有罗马书的查经。
For that reason, on Tuesdays, we have a study of Romans.
在星期五我们在这里有祷告会。
On Fridays, we have prayer meeting here.
我们必须要不断地看弟兄姐妹有什么物质上的需要。
We need to constantly be looking and seeing if our brothers and sisters have any material needs.
我们必须有牺牲的爱，然后慷慨的分享。
We need to have a sacrificial love and to be liberal in sharing.
在我们现在的情况，没有人需要用自己的家给教会去聚会。
In our present situation, there is no need for anyone to open up his house for the church to gather in.
神赐给我们有这个地方能够用。
The Lord has given us this place to use.
不过你有没有想过这个地方操作的经费到底是多少呢？
But have you considered what are the operating costs of using this place?
如果你是要有牺牲的爱，这样你的自由奉献有牺牲吗？
If you want to have, if you want to be loving and if you want to be liberal in sharing, then is it sacrificial what you are giving to the church?
可能我们在这一方面跟腓利门应该多多的学习。
Perhaps we need to learn from Philemon in this aspect.
当然，除了金钱之外，你的生命还有你的时间呢。
Of course, apart from money, what about your lives and your time?
你有没有用你的生命跟时间去侍奉弟兄姐妹呢？
Are you using your time and your life to serve brothers and sisters?
我们如果是像腓利门一样，是出自牺牲的爱，就是阿加贝的爱，我们才会有这个得赦免的标志。
If we are to love one another, brothers and sisters, with an agape love, only then will we have these characteristics of being forgiven.
不过我们不要忘记，我们所做的一切不能够救我们。
But we must not forget that the things that we do not save us.
我们是因为对救主有这个忠正的信心，我们这个才激发我们去做好事。
It is our faith in our Lord Jesus that drives these characteristics of ours.
如果你是真正重生得救的话，这样呢，你必须活得像一个。
If you are indeed a person with genuine faith, then you need to be living as one.
因为耶稣基督为我们钉死在十字架上。
Because Jesus was nailed to the cross on our behalf.
我们这么做，我们对他这种极端的忠心，是因为他为我们所做的一切。
And this faith that we have, and this allegiance for him, is because of the things that he has done for us.
所以今天我们来到这里，就是要纪念耶稣基督所为我们做的。
And so today we come here to commemorate the things that Jesus has done for us.
我们请 Glenn 做个结束祷告，然后我们就会有用主的圣餐。
We will close in prayer and then we will have the Lord's Supper together. Our Father, we thank you for the great grace that has been lavished upon us, Lord. Father, even as we consider the relationships that we have between one another, as we gather on Sundays and on Tuesdays and on Fridays. Lord, we also think about the great forgiveness that has come our way. Not for anything that we have done, lest any man should boast, but by the grace of our Lord Jesus. Father, we pray that indeed we would have those characteristics that should come from a life that has been forgiven of the sins that we have, Lord. And as we look at that forgiveness and see the immensity of it, Lord, we pray that, Lord, you would help us to have that unceasing or unbroken faith towards you, that we would have a generous love towards our brethren, and that we may be liberal in sharing of the things that we have, the material things, for the needs of our brothers and sisters, but also what is in our hearts and spiritual, and our spiritual value. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.